Hello, welcome to the podcast for Birdwatching with Your Eyes Closed. I'm Simon Barnes, and here are 66 birds. We'll start with a robin, a bird with a thin beak that sings a thin, sweet song throughout the year. Wren, astonishingly loud, singing often about knee-high in thick cover, and usually with a strong trill at the end. Dunnock, a merry and rather flat burble of notes. Long-tailed tits are almost always in a gang, calling CCC to each other as they move through the canopy. Great tits have a huge range of sounds, but the most distinctive is the leaky pump song. Teacher, teacher, teacher. The song thrush is loud and flamboyant and loves to repeat each phrase two or three times. The chaffinch song is often compared to a fast bowler's run-up and delivery, gathering pace with a flourish at the end. Blue tits use a lot of different phrases, but always the same tone. The most characteristic is a four-syllable phrase that sounds a bit like, "I'm a blue tit." A great spotted woodpecker makes a sharp, slightly squeaky, monosyllabic contact call. And a short, sharp drum roll in spring. Blackbird, the laid-back flautist, whistling like a man with his hands in his pockets leaning against a wall. Beep, beep, beep. blackbirds will often end the day with a chinking chorus. The loud alarm call is familiar to most of us. Greenfinches sound like a human impression of birdsong, but listen for that drawn-out wheezy zwee at the end. Skylark, an endless song poured and pelted down from above your head. Chiff-chaff, two syllables but with an equal stress on each. Here's a cuckoo, not a bird that needs a mnemonic. Swallow, a great jumble of sweet notes, often lobbed down from the sky. Swallows also use a loud, sharp double note to attract each other's attention. Feral pigeon, a throaty, amorous coo. Wood pigeons give advice to the cattle-rustling Welshman. Steal two cows, Taffy. Collared doves sound like a dismal football fan chanting United, United. Stock dove, a coo so intense it almost has a second syllable. Turtle dove, a sweet, soporific purring. Blackcaps generally start with some harsh and challenging notes before moving into a fruity and fluty melody. Their contact call sounds like two stones bashed together. Willow warbler, a sweet, lisping descent down the scale. Herring gull. If it sounds like the beginning of Desert Island Discs, you're listening to Herring Gull. Black-headed gulls go in for a harsh screaming call, and they never get tired of it. Kittiwakes make a wild call to go with their wild, deep ocean nature. They also say their own name in three distinct syllables. Swift. You know summer's on the way when the sky erupts in screams. Oyster catchers are waders that love to be heard. The kapeak call is their favourite of a large range. Redshanks make their three-note alarm call at the least provocation. Curlews make the sound of a desolate landscape, saying their own name or making a long, bubbling call. Lapwings make a double reed sound, a bit like an oboe, usually saying their ancient nickname, Pee-wit. Carrion crows sound angry, almost swearing at you, with a triple caw. Rooks make a mellow caw, often in large parties. Jackdaws are very helpful birds who almost always announce their arrival by saying Jack. Magpies give a harsh rattle that has been described as someone shaking a bag full of money. When you hear a demented shriek anywhere near an oak tree, it's a jay. The female mallard is the duck with the quintessential quack. Moorhens often call from cover at the edge of ponds and ditches with a rolled R. coots give a sharp, clean call that sounds just a little like their name. Herons are flighty birds, often giving a sharp bark as they depart. Dab chicks give a long, trilling giggle. Greylag geese give a monosyllabic honk, often in flight. The honk of the Canada goose has a more nasal quality and a second syllable. Excited kestrels turn gabby, especially young birds learning to be cool predators. It's an unexpected sky-filling ki-ki-ki. If you hear a mewing from the treetops, you found a group of young sparrowhawks waiting to be fed. Buzzards are madly vocal birds of prey, and their mewing calls fill valleys. The tawny owl's twit contact call takes a bit of getting used to. But the hammer horror tawoo is familiar to us all. The barn owl call at dusk is wonderfully chilling and unbird-like. Little owls yelp like little rat dogs. Field fares call to each other in triple quacks. Redwings announce themselves in flight with a simple sweet call. The song of the mistle thrush sounds like a blackbird gone wild. Their alarm call, especially in defence of a nest, is strident and usually compared to an old-fashioned football rattle. Starlings mix mimicry with wheezes, whistles and bill clicking. Thank you. Goldcrests give the highest song of all in a series of flourishes, generally from the top of a conifer. Green woodpeckers fill the air with demented laughter. Goldfinches mix a tinkling cascade of golden notes with a harsh buzzing. Yellowhammers have a deceptive mnemonic. The song is more like bread, 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 cheese. Except they quite often forget the cheese. Nuthatches have a great range of whistles, usually from high in the canopy of mature trees. If it sounds like a tit, but it's too high and too fast to be a great tit, it's usually a coal tit. Pied wagtails say chizik, often in flight. Meadow pipits have a simple call that, once learned, will save you a lot of time in open country, since you won't need to check out everyone you hear. Their song is not spectacular, but it comes with a rather fine display flight. Better learn the pheasant, so you don't think it's something else. Same goes for that other target bird, the red-legged partridge. House martins blow merry aerial raspberries. Garden warblers like long phrases without many harsh elements and like to sing for extended periods with endless subtle variations. Whitethroats generally sing from hedges with a lot of scratchy notes. A whitethroat always seems to have a sore throat. I shan't even begin to try to describe the song of a nightingale. Sit back, listen, and enjoy.